soon as I realized this would be our Earth Day Sunday, I signed up for Liturgist right away because I knew I wanted to read this. Every time I read these words or hear these words, I think, this is our chance to start over and get it right. So the first reading is from Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1. It's on page 1. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light was good. And God separated the light from darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And it was evening, and it was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome, and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky, separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be lights in the dome of the sky, to give light upon the earth." And it was so. Excuse me. The second reading is from Hebrews. Chapter 6, verses 9 through 12. Page 221 in your Bible. "Even though we speak in this way, beloved, we are confident of better things in your case, things that belong to salvation. For God is not unjust. He will not overlook your work and the love that you showed for his sake in serving the saints, as you still do. And we want each one of you to show the same diligence, so as to realize the full assurance of hope to the very end, so that you may not become sluggish, but imitators of those who brought faith and patience inherit the promises."
Our gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, starting with the 40th verse. "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.